and welcome to The Print Pod, a daily podcast of the big news story. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I will discuss how some in the Delhi BJP want MCT campaign to focus on party's work rather than only on jailed minister Satendra Jain's videos. The leaked videos of Aam Aadmi Party Minister Satendra Jain allegedly getting favourable treatment at Tihar Jail may have given much ammunition to the Bharatiya Janata Party ahead of the municipal polls, but a section of BJP leaders feels that equal attention should now be given to developmental issues and the party's vision for Delhi. The Municipal Corporation of Delhi elections are scheduled to be held on 4th December and results are to be declared on 7th December. This year's battle for the MCD seems to be pitched primarily between the BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party. The BJP has been in power in the MCD since 2007. This also includes its rule over three separate corporations, the North Delhi Municipal Corporation, the South Delhi Municipal Corporation, and the East Delhi Municipal Corporation, into which the civic body was split between 2012 and 2022. The three were reunified by the BJP-led union government earlier this year. In the last municipal elections in Delhi in 2017, the BJP had won 181 of a total of 272 seats across the three erstwhile civic bodies. Speaking to The Print, one of the senior BJP leaders said, and I quote, "Initially it was fine, as not only have we highlighted the issues of morality as far as AAP is concerned, but at the same time, people were also able to realize the true nature of the party and its leaders." However, the functionary added that now every day there are press conferences dedicated to this issue, and on a given day a number of leaders are highlighting the issue. Now, the leader said, it is getting repetitive, and after a point even people are pointing out, all this is very well, but where is your party's developmental agenda for Delhi? On Monday, the state unit of the party shared mock posters of Kejriwal and Jain inspired by the US TV series Prison Break. A senior party leader said that the entire focus has shifted to the leaked videos and the energy of the state unit is being spent on targeting the Aam Aadmi Party on the issue. Another leader said that earlier they were making the mistake of just targeting Arvind Kejriwal, which doesn't stick with people, he said. The BJP, the functionary said, has done so much for Delhi in the past several years at the municipal level, and they need to highlight the work done by the councillors and even now the centre. How it has helped the BJP should be highlighted, he said. He further said voters also want to know what the BJP has done in the past and what the BJP is offering to them in terms of an alternative. Earlier, much before the Jain videos came out, the BJP had been highlighting the alleged liquor scam of the AAP-led Delhi government and had also put up a list of its own achievements in the form of hoardings. The Aam Aadmi Party, on the other hand, has been targeting the BJP over the garbage problem in the city and alleged corruption in the three erstwhile civic bodies. In its manifesto, the BJP has listed its major achievements as the door-to-door collection of waste with the help of tippers at more than 60% of locations in Delhi. The civic agency also claimed that more than 7.5 lakh street lights have been converted to LED. The manifesto also says that around 60% of all street lights in Delhi are powered by solar energy, saving the corporation ₹140 crore. The party has also promised to reduce property tax in Delhi. Another party leader, requesting anonymity, said rather than focusing on the manifesto or highlighting the main promises of the BJP, the party has been, you know, merely concentrating on targeting Satendra Jain. He said there are so many schemes of the Delhi government that are flawed, and even at the civic level, the promises they are making are untenable. However, rather than highlighting all that, we are only talking about the leaked videos. He further said that the impact of the leaked videos on the public has also started to wean off. According to a party source, due to infighting at the state level too, there is a lot of discontent among party workers. Many senior leaders say that they were not consulted by the state unit when the manifesto was being drafted. Speaking to The Print, another senior BJP leader said, had the state unit asked them for their opinion, they could have given valuable suggestions, but no one bothered, he said. At the same time, the senior leader said the entire MCD elections can't be reduced to these leaked videos and targeting Kejriwal. Even now, in the last few days, the party, he said, should at least tell the voters what the BJP has done and what the BJP hopes to do for Delhi. A number of Delhi BJP leaders are of the view that since there is no wave in favor or against any particular party in the MCD elections, hence the party needs to be more aggressive, focus on reaching out to as many voters as possible, and concentrates on its own booth level management to ensure more people turn up to vote for it. Another senior BJP leader said there is no denying that the party is facing significant anti-incumbency. And while BJP's situation has improved in the past few days due to the campaign by the party's senior leaders, but they need to be more aggressive, he said. Another senior party leader said that the central leadership is also aware of the issue and it has been decided to carry out another round of campaigning by senior ministers and party leaders, including Union Ministers Nitin Gadkari, Jyotiraditya Scindia, Bhupendra Yadav and Anurag Thakur, among others. A number of key issues and strategies for MCD elections were also taken up in an organizational meeting of the party that took place on Monday, which was attended by National General Secretary of the party, Sunil Bansal, Delhi BJP in charge, Bijayant Panda, and other senior leaders of the state unit. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast. Do listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table every day. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.